John Sturgeon motored down the Chena River to the fundraiser at Pike's Landing Lodge in a hovercraft. Sturgeon sued the National Park Service in 2011 after the agency forbid him from using a hovercraft in the Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserve. The noisy machines are banned in federal parks nationwide, but Sturgeon told fundraiser attendees the Alaska Statehood and Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Acts back his case.
Last time, the Supreme Court, by unanimous opinion, said over and over and over again that Alaska's different by culture, Alaska's different by law.
But the Supremes remanded Sturgeon's case back to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in March 2017. And after reconsideration, the lower court again ruled in the Park Service's favor. Sturgeon says he's optimistic about a more conclusive, positive ruling from the High Court, which agreed last month to look at his case a second time.
To take it twice, I think that's a good sign. To think that the Supreme Court's pretty serious about settling this issue.
Sturgeon's case specifically challenges the hovercraft regulation, but he told attendees of the fundraiser there's a lot more at stake.
What the case was really about is a case of state sovereignty. Who has control over the waters that Alaska actually owns?
If the federal government rules that the federal government, control the waters, we no longer have a state.
Congressman Don Young also spoke at the event, characterizing Sturgeon as a hero for pursuing the suit, which is the current focus of long-running tensions between many Alaskans and the federal government.
John is going to go down in history, John Sturgeon, as one of the great Alaskan leaders.
A lot of people, you say John Sturgeon did this. That's not the case. This is everybody in Alaska. I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people donate money.
Sturgeon says case costs will crest $1 million with its second trip to the Supreme Court. The largest donation at the Fairbanks fundraiser, $100,000, came from the Alaska Outdoor Council. Sturgeon says his case is expected to be heard by the High Court in the late October, early November timeframe. In Fairbanks,